he did remember certain instances, unimportant in themselves, in which he, unlike his friends, had quite consciously and without any sense of possible consequences, behaved rashly and had then been punished by what had happened as a result. Although he had normally not been in the habit of learning from experience, that would not happen again, or at least not this time. If this was some farce that was being staged, he would play along with it. He was still free. "Excuse me," he said as he passed hurriedly between the guards through to his room.
"He seems to be reasonable," he heard them say as he left.
In his room, he immediately tore open the drawers of his desk. Everything there was neat and tidy, but in his agitation, he could not find the very thing he was looking for, his identification papers. Finally, he found his cycling permit. He was just about to take it to the guards when he thought the document seemed too insignificant, and he went on looking until he found his birth certificate. When he went back into the adjoining room, the door facing him was just opening, and Frau Grubach was about to enter. She was only visible for a moment, because scarcely had she recognized K, when she became obviously embarrassed, apologized, and disappeared, shutting the door extremely cautiously. K had just had the time to say, "Do come in." However, he now stood in the middle of the room, holding his documents. He was still looking at the door, which remained shut, and was only startled out of his reverie when the guards, who were sitting at the little table by the open window, called over to him. K now realized that they were devouring his breakfast.
"Why didn't she come in?" he asked.
"She's not allowed to," said the tall guard. "You are under arrest, after all."
"How can I be under arrest? What sort of an arrest is this?"
"There you go again," said the guard, dipping a bit of bread and butter into the honey pot. "We don't answer questions like that."
"You're going to have to answer them," said K. "Here are my official documents. Now you show me yours, not least the warrant for my arrest."
"Good heavens," said the guard. "It's unbelievable that you can't adjust to your situation and that you seem bent on pointlessly provoking us. Of all your fellow human beings, we're now probably the ones closest to you."
"That's the way it is, believe you me," said Franz, who was holding his coffee cup, but did not raise it to his lips, and instead stared at K in a way that was no doubt meaningful but incomprehensible.
Without intending to, K found himself drawn into exchanging glances.